Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
This is where I can't talk properly, so I get one of my pals in to do all the talking in.
F-R-I-E-N-D-E. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yep, it's time for Jen's Friday Friends. And this week, me pal is comedian and movie star, we're going to call you. And you're Martin, how's it going?
What's the crack?
What is the crack?
I love that movie star.
Well, you are. You're the big star in Deadly Cuts. I spoke to you, I think, when it was just when it just came out. It's done really well.
Yeah, I remember making it back in November 2019 before all COVID happened. And it was supposed to be out like the following summer. And obviously, you know, it didn't. But I'm glad like they waited, because it's just been amazing. Like the cinema it was in, it was number one on Netflix. Like it's great to be a part of something like that, especially with Netflix.
I know. She's like, I'm on Netflix?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Hopefully we get a series out of it. We're lucky.
Yeah. Is that the plan? That'd be good.
Yeah, well, there is talks about it. I mean, look at The Young Offenders. Like, they started with a movie, didn't they?
And did then they start with a movie?
Yeah. And I think they moved on to a series then, yeah.
And so it worked really well.
That's the hope, yeah.
Fingers crossed. Now, let's talk about the stories of the week gone by. I'm wrecked today now, Enya. I was down in Kerry yesterday with the lads, the two Johnnies, and I can barely speak, so I'm glad you're here to take over the reins. Monday, we were talking about parent shame, because I chopped my son's finger off. He's grand, by the way. But I was working from home, and he put his hand in the back of the door, and I closed the door. He's grand, by the way. Was your mom the sensitive type? Was she who'd give you like a day off school if you're feeling a bit sick or something happened to you? What's your man? Tell me about your man.
I don't think mothers had a filter back in the 90s, like compared to now. Like, they mollycoddle their kids now. Like, when I used to play chase with my cousins in the house, I'd be running up and down the stairs, and she'd say, if you keep running up and down that stairs, you're going to fall. And when you do fall, don't come crying to me. And I would fall. And she'd run up to me and she'd be really taking my eye out with the cigarette. You are warned. What did I tell you? You are warned. And she'd be running into the kitchen, slamming presses, closing drawers, looking for soda cream. And I'm sitting there with my head split open, hemorrhaging blood. She's like, it's only a scrape. I'm still going to school.
Oh, I took 2 days off work. I was so traumatised for his little cut in his finger. I know. Are we raising a bunch of snowflakes, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Defo. Yeah. Karen's in the making, like. Defo.
Oh, no. I have to rethink that. Speaking of which, living at home. On Tuesday, we were talking about whether young people living at home should pay rent. Mm. Did you live with your ma a long time, or when did you move out?
Yeah, so I moved in with my boyfriend during October 2020.
Okay.
And yeah, so I moved in when I was like 27. But I lived with my mom all my life before then. So yeah, I did pay rent. Now, thankfully, it wasn't too much. I just had to pay a credit union loan off. That was my version of rent. And God forbid I missed it, there'd be murder in the gaff.
Really?
Yeah. I won't be able to get me loan for Christmas. Do you know what she said to me the other day? She goes, they're not giving me another loan. Will you go over and tell them who you are and see will they give you one?
Excuse me, have you seen Deadly Cuts on Netflix? Give me my loan so we can get sorted. I mean, you're very close. Is she part of your show when you do stand? You talk about her a fair bit.
Oh, the audience love her, they do. Yeah, I do have her on the stories and stuff on Instagram, and she's just such a Dublin mammy. So sometimes I always bring her out at the end of the show, and we always like do a song like Sweet Caroline. Like, she loves it. I just like literally take the mic out of her on stage. She loves it though, she does.
And speaking of which, we were talking about going on holidays with your parents, because Graham on the team is just back from Tenerife. He went with his man. He was getting these dodgy looks, people thinking, geez, he's very young for her and all this kind of stuff. Have you ever been away with a parent on holidays, just the two of you?
Yeah, me and my mum went, well, I wouldn't say it was a holiday, but it was a weekend away. We went down to Cork. I had a show there, so I brought her with me. And, you know, little privileged things like that you're able to do now. And my manager put us up in this like 5-star hotel, right? So like really, really swanky. And like, she was kind of like a fish out of water. You know, she's used to just our 20 cigarettes at the kitchen table. But we went down for breakfast, and the waitress was going around taking our order. Like, it wasn't a buffet or anything. And she was like, yeah, can I get eggs? And the girl said, do you want them scrambled or sunny side up? Me and my goes, no, fried.
Oh, bless her. I'm sure she's getting well used to that kind of treatment now, though.
Yeah, she was like, what are these extra utensils for? And I was like, that's the story our team.
When my mom first went to America, she was a bit like your ma as well. And my brother took her into like a diner in the States, and they asked her how she wanted her eggs. You know, sunny side up, over easy. And she goes, dippy.
With the soldiers.
With the soldiers, you were soft then. Yeah, she's learned now. Now, we need to talk about getting back with your partner after a breakup.
Yeah.
The nation was divided. I'm like all forward because I'm always trying to break up with Leo, my husband, and I keep going back to him with my tail between my legs. But do you think it can work? Have you ever broken up with your fella and got back with him?
Oh God, I've lost count. Like it's literally like just a cop out now at this stage. He just rolls his eyes. But like, I mean, I've seen a meme before and I was like, especially after we moved in, it's like, is it a real relationship if you haven't packed your bags and stayed? I've done that so many times. And then he has to, like, we literally have mortar and then he has to help me unpack then after we make up.
Oh, that is so sad. What are you fighting over? What's the biggest thing? What's the biggest problem then?
I just, do you know what it is? It's like stupid stuff. Like, we've learned to live together now, but you know, like, he's really OCD. Like, I mean, really, really OCD. And like, right. I hate being criticised. I love being right. So I feel like my pride's being damaged. But you know, I'd literally walk out, wouldn't talk to him for a week, and I'd be like, I can't believe I haven't heard from you. And he's like, how could I talk to you? I had me blocked off everything. deleting him as my other half.
He's a chef though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he a feeder?
Oh yeah, he is now. Like I think I always stick to like Italian food and stuff like that. He doesn't really like that, so he's actually opened up my palate a bit to like seafood and stuff. So like, I love prawns now, I love fish, and I was so against it before we ever moved in. But we try kind of stay away from fish and that, like, because he got very bad food poisoning when we were on holidays. Yeah. Oh, he was row off for like 4 days. Then our room got robbed. It was like the holiday from hell.
Oh my
God. We were only like 19 at the time. Yeah. It was awful.
That was awful.
Yeah, and like everything got robbed out of the safe, like, you know, passports, money.
And were things locked in the safe?
Yeah, well, I think so. I apparently left the safe open, right? But it was an inside job. 100% was an inside job.
Don't tell me where it was. Yeah. That sounds like an absolute nightmare of a holiday. Were you dying to get back then?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I remember sitting on the bed roaring, crying, and he just looked at me and he's like, Enya, at the end of the day, we still have our health. And I was like, health? It's like, you've been like you've been like in the toilet like the past 4 days.
What did you do?
I don't know.
What did you do when he was sick on holiday? Did you go off? Did you leave him?
I was on my own. I wish I could have. Like, you know, I mean, I'd probably be much happier today if I did.
You should have left him. You should have left him. When I was in the Seychelles for my honeymoon, we literally arrived in the Seychelles and I found out I was pregnant, and it was like a light went off and I was just sick. It was like a flick of a switch and I was so sick. For the whole time, he did a scuba diving course. He went off, he met friends, he went out at night time, went down to the restaurants, and I was just eating Special K in a dark room in the Seychelles for 10 days. He just left me.
No guilt whatsoever.
He was like, I'm in the Seychelles, we're never coming back here. I'm going to enjoy it and get me paddy license while I'm at it. So I was like, thanks a mil. Now listen, another one from Monday was how people are going to behave when they go back to work, right? You were doing all sorts during the pandemic. You were sending mad voice notes. We had them on the show here.
Yeah.
They were very funny. You were getting apart in deadly cuts and all sorts of things. But what was it like to get back on stage in the Red Cow?
I was in the Red Cow 2 weekends ago. That was brilliant. And it was the weekend that restrictions had lifted. So originally, like, it was a 5 o'clock show. You know, we were trying to like bend the rules and stuff. It was indoors. 200 people were allowed to go. And then the restrictions lifted, and then it was great because I was like the pre-drink section of the night, if you know what I mean. So everyone came to have their pre-drinks. Or I don't know, maybe they would have started drinking at lunchtime, you know, with the weekend that was in it. And then they all went out afterwards. So yeah, it was a great buzz it was that weekend. Like, I literally came out to that song, you know, Alternate Free. Yeah, and they were all buzzing. They were like upending the place. Yeah, it was great.
Aww.
Because, I mean, we've just come so far. Like, do you remember there was a time where we couldn't buy clothes? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I remember during lockdown, my brother broke his finger, and we were all killing each other in the gaff who got to bring him to A&E, like, you know. And any other day, but like, I'm not bringing you up there. We'd be sitting there all night.
Like, geez, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
This is amazing. It's a little trip out.
Yeah, what will I wear?
What gigs are coming up then for you? Where can people find you and get tickets and all that kind of stuff?
So I'm in Dundalk Spirit Store tomorrow night, Saturday the 5th, and 10 tickets have just become available. And then the 4th and 5th of March, I'm in Belfast in the Deer's Head. So you can buy them all on Ticketmaster.
Wow. And what's it like to gig up north?
I haven't gigged up north yet.
Yeah,
it's going to be a bit of trial and error. But thankfully, I'm lucky that I've built an audience and that people who follow me will probably come see me, most likely, you know.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Enya, thanks so much for being this week's Gen Friend. That was Enya Martin, and people can find you on Gizalaugh, is that right?
On Instagram, yeah, Gizalaugh_.
There you go do it.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.